How did you get started?
It actually fell in my lap. I was in Vegas and I was moving back to Reno, and a property owner asked me if I wanted to run the bar. I tried running the bar as it was. It was a complete dive, and I was couldn't get my friends to stay in there, so I asked the property owner if I could remodel the place, and he said yes.
How long ago was that?
It was in 2011. I had no idea what kind of bar I was going to be, so I looked at Chapel and other bars around town, and I was like, Chapel's really nice, so that was kind of my first inspiration. Hired a master mixologist. He taught me the ropes, and from then, I've taken my flight.
How long did the renovations take? You said it was a dive.
Oh, it was worse than a dive. Even the bumps didn't want to come in by the time I got to it.
That sounds terrible.
It was. Actually, we're going to do some more renovations here in the next couple months, so it's going to be exciting.
What are you planning on doing?
Oh, we're going to make it more of a lounge feel up where the pool table is and do some classing it up, make it more uniformed.
So now Midtown is the epicenter of Reno's revitalization. How has the area changed since you moved in 2011?
Oh, it's changing quite a lot. I hope they lighten the streets up a little more. Definitely more foot traffic. That's why I'd like more bigger sidewalks, more lighting.
Bigger sidewalks to bring in more foot traffic?
Yeah.
And you think that'll help?
Yeah, and it makes it more friendly.
And what's it like to be a bar owner in Midtown?
It's a lot of work. It's not as much fun as I thought it would be, but I have a lot of passion for it. We take a lot of culinary aspects to it.
Describe these culinary aspects to your drinks.
We use a lot of, like I said, fresh fruit. We use a lot of mint, basil. We try to make well-balanced cocktails, so pretty much people don't taste the alcohol, which is funny because they're like, I don't taste it, and they drink them really fast, but it gets them in trouble real quick.
So who are your customers?
I get a wide range of customers. I get from 21 up. I don't have a set demographic. It's like Cheers where everybody knows your name. We're very friendly, whoever walks into the door. So,
how do they find you? How do these customers find you?
Word of mouth. People walk in and see all the renovations and stuff, and they're like, wow, this is the same bar? And I'm like, yep.
So you do have a lot of regulars, though.
I do. A lot of regulars.
So you are a minority. You are African-American?
Yes, and Asian.
What's it like to be a minority-owned business?
At first, it was hard because I'm a young minority, so people wouldn't expect me to be an owner. So they just look past me, but then it's catching on that I'm the owner. So people are like, oh, I already knew you're the owner. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
That's right. Not only are you a minority, but you're also a very young, 28 years old is pretty young,
yes.
I would say, for a bar
and,
owner.
I mean, I've been there since 2011, so most people are like, wow, this kid is young, and some people don't even think I'm 28.
What advice do you have for other young minorities striving to be entrepreneurs?
Just follow your dreams. Work hard at it. Even if you are at your dream, it still takes a lot of work. A lot of work.
KJ Flippin, owner of Zephyr Bar, downtown Reno on Virginia Street. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.